I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. Yeah, this is Al Gordon, and as always, we are working on your financial freedom. Hey, I've got a big topic to cover today. It's called mentors. It's going to take up most of our show, but it's probably the most important topic we can talk about with relation to real estate investing. Mentors have made a huge impact on my life. And if you've had a mentor in your life for various reasons, whether it's work-related or play-related or just instructional-related, you know what I'm talking about. Mentors can be the difference between making something work well and efficiently and, well, just a bona fide train wreck. So I promised I wouldn't do that. I promised I wouldn't say You see, I'm new to this radio game. And this is not my first show, but it's definitely close to my first show. And I'll tell you, I'll let you in on a little secret. This is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. You see, I thought all I got to do is get on the radio, make that DJ voice, and everything would be fine. But in reality, what I found was there's a lot of things that go into doing this radio show. You know, there's a lot of research. I mean, I spent a lot of time this week looking at real estate-related information, sorting through it, trying to figure out what was important to you, what was not important to you, trying to prepare for the show. I've got a ton of paperwork laying out across my radio desk here, and it's overwhelming, but it's all designed for you. And, you know, at the end of the day, all the research and preparation is important because you've got execution. And that's what we're doing right now. We're actually executing. Now, I will tell you that I'm not doing this alone. I've got some great mentors out there. The one and only Del Walmsley, the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, he's the one that offered me this opportunity. He said, Al, you've got a great story. You've got a great love for real estate, and more importantly, you've got a great love for the people out there that should be involved with real estate. So I'd like you to do the show. And in doing so, he literally sat down with me. Now, this is a multimillionaire with decades of radio experience sitting down with me and spending his extremely valuable time with me to give me the basic starting points on what's important for radio, what's important to you for radio, and more importantly, how can I do this radio job effectively so that it's not really a job, it's more of a passion. You know, sitting down with a guy like Del Walmsley is empowering. It's almost overpowering. The guy has got a huge personality. He has been there. He has done that. He has created this incredible map for all of us to follow so that we can successfully retire in real estate. And more importantly, he took time out of his busy schedule to spend time with me to make sure that I was prepared. Man, how about that for a mentor? You know, I've got another mentor out there. This guy's name is Roger Schultz. Now, Roger, he's got about, I want to say, 40 years of broadcasting experience. Roger, if I made you older than you really are, man, I really apologize to you. But I've got this guy in my corner. I've got a guy with four decades of radio experience helping me to make this a better show, helping me to help you understand real estate investing. I'll tell you, It is like, it's like having Tiger Woods in your back pocket if you're learning how to play golf. There's nothing that I can describe to relate to you how important having that mentor on my team is. You know, and it doesn't stop with Dell, and it doesn't stop with Roger. See, I've got this whole lifestyles team out there that is supporting me. There's like 150 folks that are engaged with the business of lifestyle, whether as members of the staff team or members as mentors or members as working on the vendor programs, all kinds of different things. And they're all rooting for me. You see, they want me to help you understand why real estate investing is so important to changing your life, why it is the catalyst that will help you retire. I have to equate this radio thing similar to rehabbing a single family house. You know, you just don't jump into it. You have to sit down. You have to talk with people that have done it before. You have to find those qualified mentors that can help you through the process from start to finish. And when I've done single family, I've done it two ways. You see, I did it originally before I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. As an owner operator with no specific training or skills. You see, I've done it wrong. I did it wrong. I did it wrong so long that I thought it was right because I didn't have guidance. I didn't have anybody holding my hand. And what I found out was, yeah, could I buy the property? Sure, I could buy the property. But did I do all the proper research and preparation before I went into buying that property? Well, I did some, but based on my limited knowledge, I didn't do enough. And I wound up buying my first property. I had all kinds of problems with it. I didn't do the things that I was supposed to do when I purchased the property to make it a quality living environment. Yeah, I did some fix up. I did some makeup, but I didn't really look at the systems. I didn't look at the components of the real estate. I didn't have a well-executed plan. And quite frankly, once I've joined Lifestyles Unlimited, I realize that there is a very systematic plan. There's also a team of mentors and other members to assist you with doing the business of residential real estate. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. And I'll tell you, if you don't have a mentor, you got to go get one, because it will save your bacon. So let me ask the question, who are your mentors? Is it the guy in the cubicle next door to yours? Are you trading stock tips, whatever those are? Are you sharing information about what's going on in the commodities market? Do you even talk about residential real estate? Are you qualified to talk about real estate? How about your neighbor? Do you have those conversations with your neighbor? Well, I think the value of the houses in our neighborhood is going up. And based on what facts? Based on the fact that you had a recent appraisal, or based on the fact that you know that the last three homes in your neighborhood sold for a certain amount of money, they had certain amenities and features to it, and therefore there were valuations created based on an appraisal process, and as a result of that appraisal process, you know exactly what the values of the properties are in relation to your home. And the answer is, don't rely on your neighbors. They're not necessarily your mentors. Unless, of course, your neighbor is a Lifestyles Unlimited member, then it's probably a good idea to listen to them. Who else is your mentor? Who else do you talk to? Is it a tip you overheard at your kid's soccer game? Maybe something you talked to the butcher at the supermarket about? You know, I can just go on and on and on about who probably should not be your mentor. But I'm not going to do that to you because I'm not going to beat you up. Look, I know you're worried about retirement. I know you don't have a solid plan. I know you don't know what to do to retire. You don't know when you can retire. You're hoping to not outlive your money. You have stomach pains when the stock market takes a dive. You think your biggest asset is your house. And guess what? Your financial planner, well, he or she is in the exact same boat. You know, you need passive income to replace your paycheck. Passive income is the secret sauce to how you retire in 5 years or less. At Lifestyles Unlimited, there's a complete roadmap out there to show you what right looks like, especially if you're going to start with single family properties. Now, you can do multifamily properties, and that's all fine, but most of us are in that zone where we think we understand single family. We think we understand the benefits of rental properties in relation to single family. We're a little afraid of those apartment complexes because we don't know much about them, and we think that, you know, it's giant faceless entities that own those apartment complex. And in many cases, that's true, but also in many cases, it's actual folks like you and I that own those apartment complexes. And I'll tell you, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we've got a ton of people that own a ton more of apartment complexes, and we've got plenty of people that invest in those apartment complexes. But let's bring it back to the single family. Are you aware that if you go out and find a single family property, and let's say you can find one that has an after repair value of about $100,000. Now, this is for example purposes. Now, there are properties out there that you can acquire for $100,000 after repair value, all fixed up. There are some properties that are priced a little bit less. There are properties that are priced a little bit more. And then there's properties that are priced way more than that. We know as the price goes up, there's always an availability of properties. And it seems that we can get to a certain crazy number. And I heard on the news the other day that there was a property that sold in New York. I want to say it was for like $25 million or some crazy number like that. That's not the kind of property that we look for. We look for properties that make sense to us. And you know what? You need that passive income to replace your paycheck. We've got a time-tested map to retiring in 5 years or less. You need a mentor, and you need real estate in your portfolio. So today's topic is going to be on mentors. We're going to dovetail in and out of that topic, but as such, we're going to learn more about mentors and mentoring and why they're still important to you and why they should be on the forefront of whatever you do with regards to investing. So you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Al Gordon. If you have questions, please call me at 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211. We'll be back in a moment.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Al Gordon, and today we're working on your financial freedom. We've been talking about mentors and why they are so important to your success, regardless of what you do, but more importantly, in the world of real estate investing, where it can be kind of cutthroat, it can be dog-eat-dog, you can be working with folks on the other side of a transaction that maybe you're not the most honest people in the world, or maybe they just don't know what they just don't know. So, you know, a mentor can step in and a mentor can hold your hand and guide you through the process. I remember when I was in the military, I had multiple mentors. I had officers that would mentor me on leadership. I had non-commissioned officers that would mentor me on small group dynamics. And then I actually had soldiers that would mentor me on the fundamental aspects of being a soldier. You see, a soldier is down in the trenches, and you might think, well, what does a private know? Well, I'll tell you, a private knows everything about his or her individual equipment systems, weapon systems, and everything that they need to survive on the battlefield. Who better than a well-trained soldier to give you one-on-one advice on how to shoot your weapon, how to use your gas mask, how to use the equipment that you're required to use? And more importantly, when you're in charge of these people, you have to have an understanding of what they do. So let them mentor you. It's quite all right. Hey, what I want to talk about now is I'm going to switch gears a little bit, and let's talk about some really, really good news. Excuse me. This is coming out of McLean, Virginia, and there's a little company called Fannie Mae, Fannie Mae out there. And if you've never heard of Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae is the other one, and I love to confuse them. They're both quasi-government agencies, but more importantly, I'm talking about Freddie Mac. Now, Freddie Mac operates in what we call the secondary mortgage market. They keep mortgage capital flowing by purchasing mortgage loans from lenders, and those are the lenders you and I work with. So they can in turn provide more loans to qualified buyers. That means you. So what this does is Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae as well, they provide that liquidity. So when you go to your lender only has so much available dollars that they can loan. And those dollars have to be replenished because, I mean, if you think about it, if you go and you buy a $100,000 house and you put a $75,000 mortgage on it, that lender is going to have to find a way to replace that $75,000 because they don't have just an endless income stream of money. So what they do is they turn around and they sell that loan on the secondary market to an entity such as Freddie Mac. Freddie Mac then bundles those loans up and they sell it on Wall Street. Probably way more information than you needed to know, but more importantly, it's good to know that you've got these mechanisms out there so that the available money in the real estate world is there for you to consume. Let me get back to this this press release that came out. And now, if you're not sitting down, maybe you ought to be. If you are driving, I would recommend you pull over to the side of the road and take it easy, because here goes. Freddie Mac today released, and actually it was on Valentine's Day, they released the results of a primary mortgage market survey that showed that fixed rate mortgages fell to the lowest levels since early 2018. Freddie Mac's chief economist said that the combination of cooling inflation and slower global economic growth led mortgage rates to drift down to the lowest levels. Let me read that again. To the lowest levels in a year. While housing activity has clearly softened over the last 9 months and the lingering effects of higher rates from last year are still being felt, lower mortgage rates and a strong job market should rekindle demand for the spring home buying season. Wow. So what's in it for you? Well, this is what I take away from the article. First of all, we're over the winter blahs. The outlook is good again. It makes deals even more available to us. If you are on the selling side, it provides a greater pool of qualified buyers to buy your property. If you're on the buying side, it allows you to buy more properties. And whereas pricing may or may not be a factor at that point, because as interest rate goes down, it increases your buying power. And more importantly, it's a great opportunity for investors to buy and sell. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into a little bit more about these rates, these mortgage rates that came out. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised at where mortgage rates are going, where they're currently at, as of at least on Valentine's Day. And I'll just save that information for after the break. So this is Al Gordon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. In just a few minutes, we will share more details on the advantages of owning single-family rental houses, and we're going to talk a little bit more about mentors. And if you have a question, get on the line at 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211.
Talk 1370.
Back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Al Gordon, and we are ready to continue our conversation on the advantages of owning single-family rental houses, mentoring, and most importantly, what are interest rates doing today? In the last segment, we talked about a press release that came out from Freddie Mac, and it said that essentially mortgage interest rates are at their lowest that they have been in a year. That's right. You heard me correctly. Mortgage interest rates are at their lowest that they've been in a year. Here's some of the news facts that came out. A 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 4.37% with an average 4.4 point. Basically, that's a cost of doing business for the week ending on Valentine's Day, February 14th. And that's down from the previous week when it averaged 4.41%. A year ago this time, the 30-year rate averaged 4.38. So it is going downward. It is trending downward, and that's a good thing for us. The 15-year rate this week averaged 3.81%. It's down from last week with an average of where it averaged. Boy, I'll tell you what, these statistics still get me tongue-tied even after college. So this week it averaged 3.81%. Which was down from last week when it averaged 3.84%. And a year ago at this time, the 15-year averaged 3.84% also. The 5-year Treasury Index, that's a hybrid adjustable rate mortgage, averaged 3.88%, which was down from last week when it averaged 3.91%. A year ago, the 5-year ARM averaged 3.63%. So you may be saying, well, Al, I just listened to what you said, and it doesn't sound like the interest rates are down that much. Well, what you're failing to take into consideration is the fact that interest rates actually rose and they went up higher. They were in the fives for most of this last 365-day cycle. So the fact that interest rates were going up, and everyone was afraid that interest rates were going up. I remember hearing Del Walmsley talk about he doesn't care if interest rates go up. As a matter of fact, he did real estate in a time period where there was double-digit inflation, where interest rates were in the teens, and he still found a way to make his real estate deals work. Dell has basically said he thinks that interest rates at one point will eventually stabilize back around where they should be, around 8%. And, you know, a lot of you hear 8% and you're thinking, well, wait a minute, Al, you just told me that interest rates are down like at 4.37% and maybe as low as 3.91%. So why are we talking about 8% interest rates? Because at the end of the day, what it really matters is how well you structure your property purchase and whether or not you've done the fundamental preparation and research to look at whatever mortgage products are out there and how they apply to your particular property and whether or not your property is going to cash flow. See, at the end of the day, it still goes back to cash flow. And at the end of the day, it still goes back to having mentors advise you on what makes sense. See, Del Walmsley telling me that it's okay if interest rates go back to 8% is great mentoring advice. Why? Because I have a mentor that has operated properties when interest rates were at 8%. He's operated properties when interest rates were at 10%, 12%, 14%. Dell has been there, he has done that, and he's my mentor. And you know what? He's calm about the whole thing. Now, I may be a little nervous, I may be a little skeptical about, you know, can I do this, can I not do this? But Dell, cool as a cucumber. Dell will flat out say, Al, it's okay. You can do this, and you can do this well. What I'd like to do now is I'd like to talk a little bit about the advantages of investing in single-family rental houses and kind of comparing that to the stock market. I read a very good article that was published by the Forbes Real Estate Council, and there is a gentleman by the name of Bruce McNeilage. Hopefully I didn't mess up your name, Bruce. Bruce wrote this column, and I'm going to compare and contrast the column for you. I don't necessarily agree with everything that Bruce said in this column, but I do agree with a lot of the things that he said. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk a little bit about this article that he wrote. I'll let you know what I agree with. I'll let you know what I disagree with. And more importantly, we're going to talk about why this is important for you, because you need to understand the difference between single-family residential real estate investment and that craziness that you're doing now of investing in the stock market and praying that you'll have money to retire on. So when we return in just a moment, we will continue our conversation about real estate investing on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. You can call me at 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211 to join me on the air and ask your question live.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Al Gordon, and today we are working on your financial freedom. In the last segment, I started to talk about an article that I found very interesting. This article was published by the Forbes Real Estate Council. It was written by Bruce McNeilage. Hopefully, Bruce, I got your name right because I want to give good credit to you. I do appreciate the article you wrote, and it makes a lot of sense. Now, this article, it's a little dated. It's from last August, but the information contained in it is still timeless. So let me get right into this and share with you what Bruce wrote about. Now, as a background, Bruce started a financial career in banking and eventually moved into insurance and then into financial advising over a 24-year career doing this. He spent about 21 years of that focused on what's called Series 6 and Series 7 securities as a licensed rep. So basically what Bruce was able to do was sell you just about any type of financial instrument when it came to stocks or insurance or other forms of financial planner materials that they can provide to you. Anyhow, he developed a unique perspective regarding the advantages of rental real estate since he owned rental houses, but he also owned stocks and mutual funds in his investment portfolio. So, you know, this is a guy that, you know, is engaged in the business of the stock market. He's selling folks mutual funds. He's selling them stocks. He's selling them everything that your financial planner has told you you need to buy. Now, Bruce does go on to say that he thinks that having IRAs, 529 plans for children, and 401k plans are excellent vehicles to, now get this, save for the future. He didn't use the word retire for the future. He said to save for the future. And that's the biggest problem with the lies of the government telling you that your IRAs, your 401ks, your pension plans are all there as a retirement plan per se. No, what they're really there for is to provide some form of savings for you, and then you pray that you don't outlive that savings amount. But then he goes on to say most investors are limited by the options they're offered. And you know what, Bruce? I cannot agree with you even more. Folks don't really understand that real estate investment is available to them. And more importantly, they're not quite sure how they should get started. And I'll tell you, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we've got an excellent roadmap that Del Walmsley, my mentor, put together. He takes you from start to finish on what real estate investing looks like, what it should look like. He tells you what it should not look like. And more importantly, he sets you up for success. Now, Bruce does go on to say that although he likes some of these self-directed IRAs and things like that, he will come right out and tell you it's got limitations. And the problem with it is mostly that even if you try and retire within these 401ks, you lose the major advantages of owning residential real estate. So let's talk about those advantages of investing in real estate. First of all, there are numerous advantages. One advantage of owning rental houses is that you can use leverage of 5-to-1 compared to the 2-to-1 in stocks. Well, what the heck does that mean, Bruce? Well, Bruce says if an investor buys a $100,000 house, he or she can do so with an investment of $20,000 financing the balance of $80,000, thus owning $100,000 worth of real estate. We have talked about this time and time again on this radio show, so it shouldn't come to you as a surprise that you can buy $100,000 of real estate with $20,000 down and leverage that $80,000 amount with the lender at some great interest rates like we talked about at the last segment. Conversely, if you're an investor who owns stocks, you can leverage the same $20,000 and you can borrow $20,000 from the brokerage firm where you maintain your account, who will accept your stocks as collateral. Now, both examples involve you taking $20,000 of your money. In the real estate scenario, the investor has obtained a $100,000 asset. The stock investor will have $40,000 of stock or mutual funds. So, only a $40,000 asset. If both increase in value, let's say 5% in the first year, the real estate investor has made $5,000 while the stock investor has only made $2,000. That's significantly more for the real estate investor on the same $20,000 investment. Compound this over 20 or 30 years and it could account for the difference of tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in your retirement account. Are you starting to see why real estate investing makes so much sense? Why you need to be involved in the real estate investing game? When we return in a moment, we'll continue our conversation about real estate investing on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And you can call me at 877-711-5211, or you can email your questions to me at askal@luinc.com.
Talk 1370.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Al Gordon. Today we've been working on your financial freedom during our conversation about single-family residential real estate and, of course, mentors and how important mentors are for you with regards to being successful in real estate investing. In the last segment, we were talking a little bit about the advantages of investing in single-family rental houses versus the stock market, and I was quoting an article written by Bruce McNeilage as part of the Forbes Real Estate Council. Bruce was talking about some of the great advantages of owning single-family residential real estate. And one of the examples he gave was if you were to buy a $100,000 house and you were to put $20,000 down and you borrowed or leveraged $80,000, you would own a $100,000 asset. Conversely, if you use that same $20,000 and you bought mutual funds and you went to your stock brokerage and asked them to leverage that investment, they would loan you $20,000, so you'd be able to buy $40,000 worth of stock. Now, here's where it gets interesting. If both assets increase in value, let's go with a conservative number, 5%. The real estate investor has now made $5,000 because now the asset's worth $105,000 versus the stock investor who's made only $2,000. So basically it's a $42,000 asset. So, you know, what he points out is that real estate is significantly a better investment tool. And he says if you compound this over 20 or 30 years, it could account for the difference of tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in your portfolio. Isn't that what you're worried about? Isn't that what you need to retire is plenty of money in your portfolio? And more importantly, money in your portfolio that's producing cash flow. Now, Bruce goes on, he talks about some additional advantages of owning real estate properties. And the first one he talks about is depreciation during the first year. And when you depreciate, and doing so over time can reduce the tax burden in April because of the IRS's treatment of rental property. Stocks and mutual funds cannot be depreciated to lessen the tax burden. However, they can be in accounts that are tax deferred, and that's part of the catch that they use to get you on board with putting your money into stock funds and mutual funds. Now, rental properties grow tax deferred as well. So you may want to consider that when you are thinking about putting that money into a stock fund or a mutual fund or into real estate. And the third reason, he says, and for many this is the biggest reason, is that you can go out and touch your real estate. You can actually feel it. It's a tangible investment. So some investors want to see their houses with their own eyes. They want to work on these properties to improve the value and positioning of that asset, generating greater yields through increased rent. And as rental house increases in value, the owner can harvest profits by taking out a new loan or refinancing, in essence, cashing the loan out and taking money out tax-free. You have heard Del Walmsley talk about this umpteen times. If you haven't, then you're going to hear me talking about it umpteen times, because to me, this is a very significant piece of real estate. The fact that you can defer your taxes, defer your taxes, and not pay taxes. When you purchase real estate correctly, when you sell it correctly, and you purchase again correctly, using little things called 1031 exchanges, you can pull money out of property using supplemental loans, using cash out refinances. These are all models that are available to you to earn money in residential real estate. And, you know, I'll tell you, if you're feeling sick, if you're tired of overtime, if you have no time, if you're just plain tired, if you get headaches from work, if you have fear, you got bills to pay, you've got payments to make, you have stress, you have debt, you have to go to work, you are concerned about your retirement, you've got that job hanging over your head, it's giving you anxiety, you have other people's expectations put upon you, you're concerned about your health, you're concerned about your time management. Did I talk about you being stressed out? Yeah, you're stressed out. Is it affecting your sleep? Is it causing you even more anxiety, more fear? Are you concerned about your savings? Are you working late nights? Do you even know who your spouse is? Do you even know who your children are? Are you caught up in the corporate America trap where you are working so darn hard and putting so much effort into a W-2 job? Now, you may be getting great pay and you may be getting, in your mind, great retirement benefits through a 401k or an IRA or some other vehicle that your company has given to you. But be careful. When you look at those IRAs and those 401ks and maybe some of those 403bs and some of these other number letter combinations, be careful what it says about what your employer's contribution is, because what you're going to find is that a lot of them will not allow you to take that contribution with you if you leave. A lot of them will hold your money, and that's not a good thing. So, hey, it's been a great day so far. I want to let you know that mentors allow you to create the wealth and passive income, the capital and cash flow you need to live the life you desire for you and your family.
Limited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.